Okay. Hey.
Hey, we made it.
We made it. This is it. Right. Give it up for... Give it up for... give it up for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it up for our opening act, John Moskowitz.
Yeah.
What's your at, John Moskowitz?
At John Moskowitz, man. Not too small.
Yeah. But it's, but there's a payoff at the end.
Yeah, fan page.
Yeah, the fan page makes the handle funny.
I'm on there.
Cause you operate it.
Yes.
Yeah, right. That's it. Everyone gets the joke. Yeah, that's good.
At John Moskowitz fan page, yo.
I should have done a joke handle. Instagram handle.
Yours is Schwickens.
Yeah, it's the first two letters of my name and then the last name.
I think that's great. Yeah. I always imagined as a creature.
You have to know me. To know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. It's better when you know you, but that's still delightful.
Right.
Also, we have a Dream Treats here at Dream Treats.
That's NYC, if you didn't get an edible, there's edibles.
There's edibles, courtesy of at Dream Treats.
Yeah.
This is Stoner Morning Show. It's happening right now.
Right. Yeah. And,
I'm Ralph Schwickens. Sean Wickens.
Yeah. And I don't know, what's going on? Does anybody have anything they want to share or talk about or ask a question of or say anything nice? Yeah, in the back.
This is Mount Morning. Why is it called Stoner Morning?
Sure. So it's a joke. When you do a comedy show, it's smart to have a joke in the title.
Right up at the top. Yeah. It's a good question.
The joke is that we slept in.
Yeah.
And that you've been here waiting for us.
Sorry.
It's like, oh, sorry, we're late.
Yeah. We didn't think to call it sorry, we're late.
Yeah. Okay.
See?
All right. We started early, I guess.
Yeah, we started early.
Now the show started. Some funny guests here, but first we talk about things.
Yeah, we got stuff to talk
about. And the audience is sometimes invited to participate.
First thing I want to ask quickly:
sure.
You are the closest to us. Are you nervous?
Just a little bit, but we were told we wouldn't get kicked off, so
then. Yeah.
Who told you that?
Did you think that question felt like picked on a little bit?
Okay,
that's good.
What I enjoy, and this is, I hope this isn't considered picking on you, but you a very kind person. It seems as though your belief is that the harder you purse your lips, the less I'll be able to see you. And you know what? That's what I would do too. That's very smart. That's very smart.
All right, this is the last time we'll talk to you in this section of the show. But if you do, and this is only for you two, this is for nobody else, but if you two do feel picked on, you have free rein to pick back harder.
On us.
Yeah, much harder.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's not hard. We won't make it hard. We're very tender.
Give it up for the people who brought pizza. They're allowed to do. Yeah.
Allowed. Encouraged to do.
It's great to see people following the parameters. Somebody is smoking in here. That's also cool. And,
this is, the marketing people say this is building community.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Someone in here start a Reddit page and then we have all of it covered.
Yeah. Somebody yell out your home address. That's like a...
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Where at?
Four Beacon Way.
Okay, cool. Community. See? That's great.
Built it.
Alright. Here's one thing that I want. We have some guests coming up. Here's one thing that I want to talk about. Because over the weekend, we do a live streaming show Saturday mornings. And I think you talked about what's something that you've never expressed out loud, but you do believe. Do you remember that?
Wow. I don't remember that, but it's interesting.
And I thought of another one. And it's, I have a prediction for the future of society. And it's that, it's like a small thing.
If you're in society, I would listen up.
Yeah, right. This could relate to you or some future generations. But okay. I have a prediction that in the future, it will be socially acceptable for male friends to kiss on the lips. And we will be watching each other go to the bathroom. And I'm not saying those things are connected, but I think that those, that's where we are headed towards. And I'm not saying that's going to happen within the next 20 years. I think it's very likely it'll happen within the next 100. But, like, it'll definitely happen within the next 1,000.
I will rest until me and my best friend are shitting side by side. And we kiss on the lips. Yeah. I will rest.
I think those things are going to be separate.
Vote for me,
yeah.
2030.
I think those things are going to be separate, but I think it sort of just represents the trajectory of just how things change. You know what I mean?
I feel like there'd be a whole movie of that occurring, and it's an A24 movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautifully shot.
Right. But that's all I have to say about that. Now anyone can comment if they want.
Yeah, anybody have any thoughts
any
about
thoughts?
That?
Any thoughts?
Is that too much? Is
what?
That...
Why?
That's such
well,
a good question.
Because I just sort of thinking about, well, America is a very puritanical society, and we've spent decades trying to sort of break those preconceived notions about, like, what we should be doing, what we shouldn't be doing, you know? And, yeah, I guess that's, I don't know, I think that's where, yes, Captain Nate.
Did you guys kiss?
Well, so
it seems as though we must.
Well,
what
we've said we've loved you to each other. We've said that we've hugged.
Yeah.
And I have.
All right.
And what?
We love each other.
We love each other. Yeah, love each other. Yeah.
Here, I would. Here's okay. I want to offer this to the audience. I feel as though. We won't kiss simply because it's too obvious to set that up and then kiss.
Right.
What's something more intimate that we could do?
Wow, alright.
Right now.
We'll take, yes. What? Hold hands like that?
Eskimo kiss?
Eskimo kiss?
With our hands like this?
With our hands like this, yeah. My girlfriend shook her head and walked away.
All right, we're breaking barriers. What do you have to talk about?
This is what I would like to do.
Okay.
I wasn't here, apparently in the last show, which is a great show. What is it, New York?
Not our last show, but the previous show.
Yeah, the show before this, the 7 p.m. show tonight. It's called what?
New York City, Your Life is a Joke.
New York City, Your Life is a Joke. It's an improv show that happens, I think, every other week before our show. Our show is every week. At New York, Your Life is a Joke.
We're not bragging.
Yeah, we're not bragging.
Our show is every week.
I stepped out, and apparently when I stepped out, I won a raffle, and I won 2 Pokemon cards.
Oh.
I will reveal to you what the Pokemon cards are, but this is what I want you to do.
Okay.
I want someone in this room to pull out their phone, go into their dating app, read their profile, and then I'll read the name of as if your dating profile is this character's description.
Okay, that's fun.
Okay. I don't want your name or age or anything. I just want whatever your little bio caption is, and then that will be this character.
What if you have Pokemon?
All right, we already have a taker. Okay.
Do the juiciest one. No, I don't want the juiciest one. I want the one that's most true to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
You got one? Okay, I got one, and I got 2 cards. You raise your hand, and who else over here? Okay. You? Okay. All right, so you go first.
Justin.
Yeah.
Father of 2, mother of 6. Former model, ethical top, professional bimbo, asking for my raise.
Charmander.
Charmander.
That's yours.
Wow.
Charmander. Okay.
That was a great first one. All right. That was great.
Okay. Read yours, please. Yeah.
All right. I want him. So you have like prompts.
Yeah.
It says I'm looking for, and I wrote someone to bodyguard me from rats when I take out the trash. Extra points if you hiss back at them.
Ghastly. Ghastly.
Here you go.
Great job, guys.
We do have a third person who wanted to go, so we'll let her go, but no prize. Did you want to go, but no prize?
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody else will yell.
Somebody else yell out your favorite. Don't yell out a random one. Yell out your favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, but you have to raise your hand.
Yeah.
All
right. Okay.
It's a long tongue.
It's a long tongue.
Okay, who has a Pokemon? Who just shout out the... What? Oh, that's interesting. Who's got a
Mewtwo?
Mewtwo.
You're a Mewtwo.
Okay, good. All right. Round of applause for that. Round of applause for that segment. That's a keeper segment.
Yeah, we're going to use that again.
We're going to have to get more Pokemon cards.
Got
to
catch them all.
All right. Can we bring up our first guest? Is that fine?
Yes, our first guest. I don't know who they are, and I don't want to know. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
That's
all
great.
All right, so our first guest is a former audience member, but he's been a guest before.
He worked his way up.
Yeah.
I feel like since he arrived, he's been part of this show. And really, really, when he arrived, it's as if we knew he was part of this show.
Before we even meeting think him. He knows we're talking about him.
That's how much he's part of this show.
Give it up for our friend Shizzle.
Shizzle!
Yeah. You're in the center chair, and then you'll use that microphone, and it's a little buggy, so... First time here?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Nice meeting you. Not all right, good. All right, first question. Okay. If somebody who upon meeting you for the first time called you Mr. Shizzle, but they said it in a way that it was very obvious to you that they're not gonna call you Mr. Shizzle all the time, it was just like a funny thing that they were doing in the moment, would you on a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being very fine with it and 10 being annoyed, where would you be? Yeah, okay. That's the right answer, I think. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, is it? Oh, yeah, Ralph knows how to use it.
Mic check. Is that
good.
Better,
yeah.
Everyone?
Right,
is that better?
Right.
Check. Yeah. We need to hear Shizzle.
It does depend. I agree. Okay. Do you have a question?
Here's what I want to say.
Yes.
And I mean this, no offense.
Okay.
I'm a little sad and disappointed to meet Shizzle's brother.
What?
Because I like to think of Shizzle as a being who had no origin. But your brother is here.
Yeah.
And I love it. So
well,
this is what I want to know.
Okay.
I actually have a question for your brother.
Good.
Let us ride.
Yeah.
Is Shizzle as magical as I believe he is? Why or why not? Wow.
Fuck yeah.
Let me tell you something. If you ask my sister that,
yeah,
she would laugh.
Mine too.
Yeah, okay, so first of all,
yeah,
that says so much about the both of you. Okay, go ahead, sir.
A walking question mark. Wow, all right.
Ooh. How do you describe that way, Shizzle?
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, I think pretty... Give it up for the motorcycles in the building.
Give it up.
I want to say that Shizzle explained everything just now when those cars pass, and we'll never hear it. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I think he really
hit it on a cue. I am a walking mystery. I adapted to that, being a weirdo. So I think, yeah.
Is that something you've embraced, Shizzle? Or is it is that something that you... Are you happy about that you're a walking question mark, or have you just accepted it?
Well, I guess after accepting it and really owning it, it's like, fuck yeah, like you said.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like this is just a TED Talk about how to live life.
Yeah. All right, well, tell us about you. Your Instagram handle is shizzle.fashion, but you're a musician. And... Tell us about some of your music and or fashion.
Okay, so my handle is Shizzle Fashion simply because I love fashion.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, right, we're talking about my music.
Yeah.
It's my style, and I think fashion is, you know, a style.
Yeah.
So this is my style of music, but this is Shizzle style of music.
Good. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to share something. This is, I think, why I feel like I'm immediately connected to Shizzle. I saw a meme last night, or a tweet maybe, and the person said, I love Raekwon from the Wu-Tang Clan. I love Raekwon the chef because he says things like, pardon my French, but let me speak Italian, and then speaks no Italian. That's what I feel.
Yeah,
about the way that makes me feel is I feel like I understand what you're right. getting at. How do you think fashion informs your music?
Talking to here.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's
all right. I figured like this, you know, like I said about style, you know, it gives you the opportunity to show what you're into. So I'm into a multitude of different things, you know what I'm saying? And I use it to help describe my music, you know. Like, my newest track, it's called How I'm What.
How I'm What?
Huh?
Wow.
What? Huh?
We're making music.
Wow.
What?
Yeah. I feel like I'm in the song.
Is this the song?
Right, but it is,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And that... Say what we just did, right? Yeah. We're supposed to do that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the music is the same way. It's my introduction to the world as a musician, being stylish, of course. About a trip I took to California.
Woo!
Anyone from California?
Yeah, these guys.
These guys are traveling from California. We're going to talk to them later about traveling from California.
Yeah.
Shizzle, how are you doing this?
Yeah, well, that's dope as shit. So I made the track in California off of some pink runs. You know, it's a stoner show. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So I did today. So I was out there and created the song, you know, and put my everything into it. And I'm shortly here. I'm going to release the video on my mother's birthday. It's shortly coming up this month.
Within this month?
Yeah.
What day is your mother's birthday? That's okay. My birthday is also this month.
Okay, so
what day?
Scorpio.
Yeah. So I am the 19th. Shizzle, don't do this to me. Shizzle.
It might be a surprise.
What?
Oh, wow. Yeah. You mean Ralph might get to hear your song on his birthday?
Yeah, well, I mean, everyone can hear the song now.
Yeah.
It's on all platforms.
Oh, okay.
Spotify, iTunes. That's the name of it. So yeah, I have a video for it. I haven't released yet, like I said. Any other questions I'd like to talk about?
Well, sure.
I met you guys on the group right here.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Anya in the back.
Fact checker. That's right. Fact checker, Anya.
Yeah.
So, what we normally do, a truth that...
Yes, absolutely. That's how we're going to close out this segment. We usually do, every time Shizzle is here, which we're honored every single time, we do a segment called What's True with Shizzle.
Yeah.
Shizzle is going to stand and tell us something true. So please, Shizzle, whenever you don't have to stand if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Please bless
us
with...
I'm not ready yet.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
When you're ready.
When you're ready.
Whenever you're ready, during the show.
Unless you force me, then I gotta.
No, I'm not gonna force you, because obviously you're connected. You're connected to something else. Okay.
Well, here's one. All right, one last question, and then we'll get to the truth. Okay. When did you move to New York, and what was the span of time between deciding to move to New York and actually doing it?
Ooh.
Well,
tough question.
No, not necessarily.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I gotta put
Thank God. Oh yeah,
there.
Of course. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Well. Officially, I moved back to New York, 2012, in February. I had been incarcerated, so I was away for a while. Came back home to New York and figured, why not pursue all my dreams in the Big Apple, you know?
Good. Good. Yeah.
Hopefully, I answered that question.
Nice, man. I have a final question. It feels like it's not practical. And maybe this is maybe a biased crowd because we're all in New York, but it feels like it's not practical as an adult to follow dreams. It feels like it's not practical.
No, I feel that too sometimes. Yeah, I feel that.
I would agree.
Okay.
But I think I'm the representation of the opposite. Yeah, I think that, you know, initially we all as humans, we may think say you can do it, you know what I mean? Me, myself, I'm gonna walk in the thing that you can do it. You just gotta follow me. Anyway, shizzle.fashion.
Yeah.
That's pretty much my handle on everything, TikTok and all of that, whatever. I just hit a 1K, so I'm going live actually with streaming over there.
Yeah.
Shizzle, I hate to break it to you, but you already said what's true. Give it up for Shizzle, everybody.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, man, we love Shizzle.
Woo! All right. See you after the show. We have stuff to smoke, probably.
Oh, yeah. If you want to do a What's True at any other point, Shizzle, just stand up.
Yeah, all right. That's a good idea, yeah.
I feel inspired.
All right, we have two more guests. Well, we have one guest, and then we have a group of guests. In Cleveland over the weekend, I was visiting family, and I also had a cold, I had to travel with a cold, and it was a bummer.
Yeah.
But I got better while I was there. Anyway, I was thinking
Who's had a cold during COVID?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Ralph has.
It's right? dangerous.
Yeah.
I had
I did get tested because I was traveling. So,
oh,
yeah.
I had a cold during COVID. I was almost deported. I'm from here.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Anyway, so I was thinking about, I had a 12-hour train ride there and back. And so I was thinking about the show a lot. And I want to do an episode here at the Tiny Cupboard sometime where you and I are holding balloons the whole time. And then when guests come on, they get a balloon. And then when they leave, they get to take the balloon with them. That's it.
I think that'd be great. Yeah. That sounds... I'm already in.
Yeah, good.
I'm already in. Balloons are delightful.
Yeah.
It's just... You have just color floating next to you. Come on, man. Yeah. Dreams. Dream treats.
Yeah.
All right.
Dream treats. Are any of those treats kicking in for anybody? And whenever there's a noise, just know that it's part of the show. It's, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's
the sound of planned sound effects.
Yeah.
What was the question you asked? Oh, is anybody's edible kicking in right now?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? At least
10 more
minutes.
Okay.
Holy shit.
10 minutes. From the man who made them, yeah.
In 10 minutes, Sean, let's you and I turn upside down in our chairs, but not address it.
I'll try.
Okay.
That's all I have on that. Just the balloon idea. That's, yeah.
I'm going to do this now.
Okay.
So here's something I've been thinking about. I told someone earlier, and it's true, I'm judgmental. I am a I might seem like a nice, easygoing guy. I'm not. I'm a judgmental person. And it is real. It's not something I'm proud of.
I think I'm the same.
Yeah. Though. I'm judgmental.
Yeah.
And, it's something I'm working on. So here's what I want to do. I want someone to guess, take an educated guess and a real guess, whatever you think it might be. Talk about either why you think I'm judgmental or why do you think people are judgmental.
Okay.
And I'll just tell us why you think that is.
Yes.
Too busy comparing yourself
to others.
So too busy comparing yourself to others. Okay.
Yes. Oh,
that's
yes.
Not the answer I was looking for, but yes. Okay.
Oh, there's a hand here and then there's two over there. Yeah.
One, two, three. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, people need something to feel like they're better than the rest of the people. Also, not the answer I was looking for, but that's good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that reminds me. That does remind me of a joke that I wrote recently. That's kind of the same way. It kind of speaks to that, and it's that. It's not like a funny joke. I think it's like a profound joke, and it's that. We can make fun of dead people, and they can't make fun of us. Ha ha. And, you know, obviously we know how that all ends. But anyway, where's there two over here?
Yeah, there's two over here.
Two
yep.
over here, yes.
Because you wear overalls.
Because
I'm wearing overalls.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
That's the right answer. That is the answer.
No Pokemon cards for you, though. We're out of Pokemon.
Nope.
Yeah. What was the other...
Insecurity.
Insecurity? I think that's the right answer, too.
Wow. Yeah, that doesn't resonate with me, but I get it. Yeah.
I think it's also learned behavior, really. I think it's learned.
God damn it, this microphone. This microphone...
Yeah. I think...
This mic is judging me.
I think... I have one more thing to say, then we can move on, because we do have other guests.
Absolutely.
But I think that I have a slight edge over people in one area, and it's that I really was kind of, like, when I was a kid and I didn't know how to do something, or I didn't know an answer, I was kind of, like, told to figure it out, like, go to an encyclopedia. So it's like, I think I do have a little bit of an extra drive that, like, I do try to figure things out on my own. Not that I'm, like... But I also know that I'm not some great, you know, I have a bunch of negative qualities too. Anyway, positive qualities.
That's a very positive quality. I'll tell you what, if I ever don't understand something, I can't figure it out, I ask immediately.
Well, that's part of, well, that's
if I'm
also,
in the, if I'm in the supermarket and I don't know what aisle things are, I won't even, I'll leave the store and then I'll ask someone outside. I don't.
Wait, you won't ask somebody?
No, I'll leave the store and I say, hey, follow me out here. Tell me where this is. I refuse to look for it.
That's part of figuring it out.
Yeah.
Asking is, yeah.
He asks me where he leaves his socks.
Where does he leave them?
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, ow.
Maybe we should get you a specific sock box. So we always know where they are.
Listen, there is inside of the home of a couple, there's a ritual that happens.
Yeah.
It's a dance. And it's really a mating dance.
Oh, that's, yeah. She is laughing. It sounds like she loves it. All right, who's our next guest?
Guest is a comedian.
Yes.
A comedian who's all about building community, super funny,
yes.
Super awesome, super relatable, super sharp. Let's get Leland up here. Leland!
And you can use that microphone.
Yeah, use the good one.
Hey, give it up for your host. Hey.
Yeah.
I saw you guys sharing a joint earlier over there. I like that. I love sharing my weed because I'm Chinese. That comes with good hospitality. I love sharing my food, and weed is my spiritual food. But I started to become really careful with who I share my weed with. Like, I had a smoking buddy in college. We were, like, hanging out every day. He was smoking on my weed. And I thought there was something special going on. Right? And then he went for a trip. He came back. He told me, so where is this going to lead us to if I get into a relationship with somebody else? I thought we were in a relationship. I met his sister. Okay? I just told him, no, I'm just never gonna ever see you again. Because you belong to somebody else, and also your dick game is weak. Yeah, but I'll be honest. It did break my heart. But like, that's the last time I ever heard from him. Then the next time I heard something about him, he dropped out of school. His dad disowned him. Yeah, because he was smoking in the house and his dad caught him. And his grandma passed away. That has nothing to do with him. It just... No. It's... You know, I'll be honest, I don't really care that much afterwards. Because the thing is, you cannot be breaking my heart and smoking all my weed at the same time. You gotta show a girl some respect, okay? So now I run a small Asian business in Brooklyn. $45 for an eighth. You guys should all know what I'm talking about. But the thing is, I live in Bed-Stuy. When you see a Chinese girl from China selling weed in Bed-Stuy, you know gentrification is a real problem. I can't afford a rent in Chinatown. Love to live there. Food is so cheap, so good, so accessible, so dangerous for me. I'm trying to do keto. Not working. Yeah, so I worked at this tea house in Bed-Stuy. So when customers come in, they see black owned on the door. Then they see face. They see this face telling them, "What can I help you with today?" There's a lot of confusion. Like I was trying to tell the customer, "Oh, you guys know what's jerk chicken?" Yes. You guys know? Okay. Yes. So, just checking. I did a show in front of some people from Ohio. They didn't even know what I'm talking about. So just fact check, you know? I was telling her, like, our jerk chicken is really, really good. Our chef, he's just trying his food on the street. He's a serious, just a really serious chef. And they just look at me, they go, "You don't look like you know what's jerk chicken." And she's like, no bias. I'm like, you know what? I get it. I really do. Every time my non-Asian friend using chopsticks really well, in my mind, I think, you don't look like you know how to use chopsticks. But good for you. Yeah, and the other day, we had a pop-up market, and I was like handing people flyers out on the street. And the lady, the theme of the flyer is it's African theme. And the lady just looked at me and go, "You don't look like you're from Africa." Obvious. To that point, I really want to tell her, what if I just tell her I'm from Jamaica? As for a joke. And what is she gonna tell me? Show me your passport. No, I only have a Chinese one and it's expired. I'm stuck here. Yeah. My name's Leland. And follow me on Instagram. I want Pomeranians. And you guys have been really fun. Do I sit here?
Yeah. Good job. Give it up for Leland, everybody. All right. I have a few questions. Do you have a few, Ralph?
Yes.
Okay. My first question is, I recently realized that I enjoy being bored because in those moments, those are when I have my most fun ideas. What do you do when you're bored? It's a good question, right?
You are asking a millennial, what do I do when I get bored?
Yeah.
Instagram. and I'm not on Twitter. I don't have TikTok. I've been trying to do something that makes me feel better when I'm bored. So I don't really get bored a lot, to be honest. I always have things I unfinished on my to-do list.
That's very good.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Leland, how long have we known each other? 3 years? 2-3 years?
2 years. I moved to New York August 2019. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I've known Leland a little while. I watched your trajectory of stand-up, I guess, here in New York. I don't know what you were doing before that.
Nothing. College.
Okay. So you probably don't know this, but every time I see you do stand-up,
I got better.
I'm not gonna say that. I'm not gonna say you got better. But I watch you like a bedridden grandfather watches video of his grandson.
Oh, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Why do you make yourself immobilized in this analogy?
Because it's sweeter because he can't go to the game.
Oh, okay.
He's just
yeah.
That's a set turn.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. He also is mute sometimes.
Yeah.
Shit. What was the point I was gonna say? I'm not gonna say get better, but it's just an interesting thing to watch somebody's journey through something. You know what I mean? So have you had that experience just like to watch somebody start something and watch them go through the process of it and you just from the side, just watching it.
Sorry, I'm going to jump in with an answer.
Oh,
every
yeah.
president in my lifetime, I've seen that happen.
Oh, shit.
But go ahead. What's your answer?
I saw a puppy grow up. Did that count?
Yeah.
But I do have a lot of friends who didn't start comedy at the same time as me, or like they started later after me. It's really good to see like, oh, it's like watching a little flower blooming, but I wouldn't describe myself as a flower.
You are a flower, Leland. Enough for Leland. You're not done. I just want you to get some applause.
I appreciate that.
This is what I want to talk about. I don't like the notion of talent. I don't like it. I don't care for it. And like I said before, I'm very judgmental.
Yeah. It's because we're all born with the capacity to go after things that we like and get better at anything that we do run or
and to get better at things. Yeah. So it's so interesting to watch. Like, I think stand up is interesting to watch. I wonder if you have anything to say about this. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just embarrassing you, but it is interesting to watch somebody like, you know them and they're doing something, and then to watch them just become more themselves as they do that thing.
That's 100% true. I've been doing a lot of work on myself in the last 2 years.
Me too.
Yeah, I do feel like
I have not. I have been doing no work on myself. But go ahead.
But you're already a very authentic person.
That's true.
Yeah.
And that's how I know I'm judgmental. But yes, go ahead.
But I do feel like in the last 2 years, I'm more and more comfortable with just being myself instead of just trying. I think that's one of the reasons I don't like go to parties. People just try too hard, even when they're not really trying to try, but they are trying, always trying really hard. I'm just like, I'm just gonna sit here and watch everybody try really hard. And sometimes they were like, are you okay? I'm like, I'm just high and watching people, imagining what's going on in their conversation, but that's just, that, I guess I'm judgmental too. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I admit that, yeah.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
About, it relates to college and comedy, because you said prior to moving here, you were at college. When you were in college, did you also want Pomeranians?
Oh, I want Pomeranians my whole life. I wanna live like Jeffree Star.
Who's that?
He has like, I don't know, last time I heard from him, he got like 6 Pomeranians.
Not like a million.
Oh wow, there's even more.
Who is this person?
He was getting 4 months Pomeranian puppies during the worst time of the pandemic, the first three month lockdown. Like, oh, it must be nice to be rich
I just remembered I have a photo I want to show you.
Okay.
I meant to cue this before you even came up, and then I forgot about it, and I just remembered.
Is it a dog?
Photo. Well, it's a picture of...
Aww.
Nobody else gets to know what it
Don't
is.
Don't show anybody else what that picture is.
You can see it after the show if you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Ralph can see it, but you've seen this photo before.
Oh, wow. Okay.
After the show.
It, now that you... yeah. Now that you have Pomeranians now.
I kind of don't.
What?
Okay.
That's why she wants them.
Because I had one with my ex and we broke up. And this dude treats the dog just like so well. Mm. Literally so well. He lives in Baltimore. I live here. Normally we do shared custody. I got to see the dog. Probably 3 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
And now he got a new girlfriend who just doesn't want us to have any kind of contact at all.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
I know.
We've never collectively booed somebody at this show. That was...
That feels good.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you guys very much. We went to same high school, same college. We're old friends, you know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. This is the first time I call somebody a bitch and actually mean this.
Wow.
Two questions.
Okay.
So I just found out that you are from the Baltimore area, which I didn't
know.
No,
I'm from China. My ex-boyfriend lives in Baltimore.
But did you ever live in Baltimore? No.
No. Not even overnight.
Well, then...
I've been there.
I only have one question.
Okay.
The first question was, like, name 3 Baltimore comedians. And I know some, but maybe we don't know.
I only know Will Smith's wife is from Baltimore. That's all I know.
Okay. Okay, so then my second question, shoot, I blanked on it. I thought... Well...
You lost it?
I'll remember it. What, I don't know, what's something that somebody wants to know about anything? I don't know.
I would like to... what's the word? Source the group.
Yeah.
I'd like a group collective. How would you put the appeal to Leland's ex's new girlfriend to let her know that their relationship is just friendship and that it's important for Leland to have the dog to share custody? What is there something you could say to convey that idea in a way that she wouldn't be resistant to? What would it be? We got
I'm
1,
raise
2.
My hand too.
Okay. What would you say?
If they want to travel, you can watch the dog.
Oh, shit.
I didn't really hear you.
If they want to travel, you can watch the dog.
Oh, no. That girl doesn't want us to have any kind of contact at all. So what I have is, he had this, do you guys know what's furball?
Furball?
Yeah, furball is like baby cams for dogs.
Wow.
Yes. And she doesn't, she want him to block me even from Furball.
Whoa.
So, I also have an answer for that question, but I'll wait till the last.
So we got 2 more. Okay, yeah.
Some other ideas.
I was
going
to say there's no right answer to that because once that folks you got, always that folks you got. That girl is not going to let you through.
La toxica. Okay.
She's toxic.
She's toxic.
Free Britney. Yeah.
I feel like I'm envisioning like a Legally Blonde situation where you just take the dog.
Just take the dog.
Okay. Okay. It will be a lie if I say I never thought about it. But the thing is, I do love my ex as an old friend, and I do care about him a lot. This man is very miserable. When I told him, like, I called him about, like, the situation, like, dude, this is, like, emotionally or logically, this is not right. You need to stand for your ground. And this man said to me, I lost my ground a long time ago. And I told that to my boyfriend right now. I was like, who says that? He's like, a broken man. So like, this man is already very miserable. I don't want to take the, almost the only joy from his life. Karma will catch up if I do that, you know?
Alright, I have an idea.
Okay.
It's a little involved, but I think it's a good idea. So what you do is, you obviously have pictures of this dog somewhere. Yeah. You get a picture of this dog printed out as a postcard. Okay? And then on the back, you put your address on it. But hold on.
Let me finish.
Hold on. But then you, and then you write a letter from the dog to you. And it's like, you haven't answered any of my letters. I really miss you. You're an important part of my life. But then you send it to them as like, you have their address on there as the return address, and it gets sent to you, but no post-its on it. So it would get returned to them. So she would find it as this like, the dog, it's like a, it's a fake, obviously, but the dog sent a letter, a postcard to you, and they get it back to them.
What a hassle.
That? I know, it's...
Now she has her address, that's the problem.
What?
Now she has her address, that's the problem.
Well, I don't think it matters.
The thing is... I'm not afraid of her if you guys cannot tell, so by far from my general demeanor. I'm not afraid of her.
Yeah.
To be like, think about this. This girl doesn't know me. And, like, I'm affected by her action, but she's affected by my existence.
Yeah, ooh, yeah.
And she's affected by the past. Past is not gonna go away. My existence is not gonna go away. Her action can be stopped. So, like, do the math. Like, I'm not really bothered.
Get a new dog.
You've got a good perspective on it, though. You do.
I've never
acceptance.
Seen...
No.
I've never seen our audience so emotionally involved.
Yeah, really.
Like sighing and moaning and jeering. Yeah. At some point during this conversation, someone in the back just yelled, "Narcissist!" I don't know what it was about, but it was impassioned.
I know what she needs. The only thing, well, they both need something. He needs a therapist. She needs a therapist. Clearly, she's in my opinion, she's a lost, hurt kid who's very insecure and who has a lot of trust issues. Her boyfriend is not, that's above his pay grade.
Maybe we should send them two more dogs.
See?
So she'll be overwhelmed with dogs, and then she'll need maybe a break.
Nah, that's just adding more problems to the existing problems already.
Yeah, all right.
She needs a therapist. He needs a therapist. They need a couple therapists. Like, so they need three therapists.
This is something we've never done on the show. If there's resolution that happens with this within the next week, a few weeks or months, can you come back and tell us about it?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Tell us at I Want Pomeranians.
I Want Pomeranians.
Oh, and by the way, I have the dog right now because there's a lot more. I don't think I have the time to finish it.
Wait, so you do it? All right. So the issue is resolved.
No, it's not.
Okay,
so it's really dramatic. It's like so fucking dramatic. So he called me. He's like, no. I told him, like, dude, like, this is not fair for me. And he's like, I'm going to bring the dog tonight.
Wow.
Because my girlfriend is out of town. And
wow.
I'm going to go pick up the dog before she comes back. So I have the dog for now, but I have him till 19th.
The 19th? Your birthday?
Yes. Happy early birthday.
Wow.
So I told him, when you come pick up the dog, come in, grab some food, and let's have a talk. Because I did a lot of emotional damage on him as well. Ralph and Anya knows it. They know it, but it's a whole drama.
All right, well, thanks for sharing it all.
Yeah.
He's up there. Let's give it up for Leland, everybody. All right. Good job.
All right. I don't know how much time we've gone. I don't know how much time we have left.
We should probably get these boys up here.
Yeah. Well, let's do one thing and then bring them up.
Cool.
Do you have a short thing to do?
I don't.
I have a short thing. Okay. This is a segment called Put It Out There. And it's like, you know, it's all about, like, putting good things out into the universe. Like, who wants to raise their hand and share something that they want to put out? Like, because it's good to say it out loud what you want. So who has something that they want to declare about their lives or the world? Something that they want to see happen? Something, some goodness they want?
I think it's a good place to do it.
Some goodness into your life.
There's a lot of hopeful spirit in this room.
Yeah.
It's a good place to do that.
If we only have one, that's fine. But Shizzle, anything you want to put out there?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Shizzle didn't even think about it because it was already there. That's the thing. Sometimes you can watch people bring a thought forth. It was in the front of Shizzle's face.
Right.
Okay, please.
I didn't hear it. What was it?
A millionaire on the rise.
A millionaire on the
millionaire rise. Millionaire on the rise. There it is.
Yeah. Good. Woo! Yeah. All right. Cool. Let's get our next guests up. These are a couple of guys, some friends who drove here from Los Angeles to visit New York.
Yep.
There's four of them. They're going to have to share one microphone. But they shared a car to get here. So let's bring them up on stage. Yeah.
Let's bring up these.
We'll stand for this.
Yeah, we can stand.
That'd be easy. It's better enough.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
You're going to have to start a running check. Give it to yourself.
Everyone introduce yourselves to the audience and tell us a little bit about, say your name and one short thing about yourself, and then we're going to talk about the road trip.
Hello. Hi, my name is Nate Adamski. I'm a stand-up comedian on tour here in New York City.
Hi, my name is Chris. I am also a aspiring stand-up comedian.
Woo!
Hi, my name is Nathaniel. I'm not a stand-up comedian.
Filmmaker, though. Filmmaker, right?
Yeah. And I'm Nicholas, and yeah. I'm also a filmmaker, so not a stand-up
comedian. Cool. All right. Tell us about the road... Well, we heard about the road trip last week. What have you been doing in New York the last few days? Tell us about New York.
What do you want to know, like, specifically?
Like a fun thing?
We've been tripping balls.
Okay. All
right. I'm tripping balls right now.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I am as well. All
right. Is
we
it
did,
gonna be?
We took some mushrooms right before this.
Yeah. Do you anticipate for the full mushroom journey to be all good, or do you expect it to like go south at some point?
I didn't
say
mushrooms.
Okay, cool. All right.
The best journey. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good. I think it'll be good.
I think it'll be good. Too.
Yeah. Sometimes when I do it, I hit a point where I'm like, "This is not."
Do you want some right now?
I don't know. Maybe.
Are you
maybe,
sure?
Maybe at the. We'll go to Allskate afterwards and hang out. Maybe I'll have one at Allskate. I don't know. I never want to do too much. Yeah.
Since these guys are tripping ball, I think right now is a good time to another segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Another segment.
If I can get through this.
Yeah.
Here's the segment. Okay. You guys follow my lead. We're gonna do something. You'll know what it is when we do it.
Okay.
As soon as we do it, Sean's gonna start up here.
Yeah.
And bring us down.
Okay.
Okay. I want us to continue to do that thing with full enthusiasm, but adhering to the level that Sean brings us to. Okay? Full enthusiasm, but stay at the level that he brings us to. Okay? Nobody jump over the level. Let's be together. Okay? You follow my lead. Sean will conduct us.
You'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Follow around.
Here's the thing.
Teamwork.
That's it.
We've never called that anything. Can I have this?
Yeah.
Have you ever
shot
that?
Okay. We had again, and then somebody over here went, which is very flattering.
Have you ever played that game where you have to try to count to 20, and everyone takes turns, but you everyone's trying to say a number.
Are you talking about the thing where you fold a $20 bill and you can see a plane flying in the middle of the tower? Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's like so in a random order, we're all trying to count to 20 from zero, from one.
So yeah,
let's
try.
Right. Everyone says, but if you say a number at the same time, you have to start over as someone else.
All right, here we go.
But you can't go in any sort of specific order.
All right, we'll do it. Yeah,
we're all doing it.
It's everyone on stage.
Yeah, everyone on stage.
Sure, yeah. Or
one.
Okay.
Two.
Three.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight.
Oh. Wow, now we have to go all over again?
We're gonna get to 20 by the end of the show. Right. You're gonna have to sit and wait.
One.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight.
Nine.
Ten.
11.
12. 13. I think Ralph did that on purpose. Look, no,
I really wasn't, and you know, you didn't do anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. It's an unlucky number.
Should we do one more and then move on?
Yeah. One more.
All right, one more attempt.
We're gonna get it this time. This is the one.
Okay, this is the one. Everyone take a deep breath and then we'll do it.
This is the...
Yeah, everyone is playing.
Everyone's involved. Everyone, close your eyes. Everyone
just... Oh, yeah, let's close
take
our
a moment.
Eyes.
Take a breath.
All right.
Become... Get with one another.
Inhale and...
Get connected to the person next to you.
Exhale. All right.
All right.
We'll start in 3, 2, 1, go.
One.
Six.
Nine.
Ten.
11. Alright. I got too greedy. That was my fault.
Listen, guys, that's not a failure. We went to 11 together.
That's pretty good. A story of something you've done in New York, though. We want to. You guys are here. It took you 2 days to drive here.
Yeah, we did. We drove here from California in 2 days, which really means the car doesn't stop moving.
Right.
And we just took turns driving and slept while the other one was driving. Well, it was mostly just me and him driving. So they just. Yeah, sorry.
Did you do north or south?
South,
yeah.
What feels different about life in New York versus California?
I thought we asked what you did in here, and we got to the trip again. But that's
back to the
road. Right,
we
did
have a question over here. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, while driving? No. I think, I feel like, I mean, I fell asleep while I was driving, if that's what you're talking about. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You're like, oh shit. No. I feel like the car actually rocks me to sleep, though, for sure. Like, I get so, like, we're going 90 and my body's like,
Whose sleep schedule is different in New York than it is in California?
Yeah, I feel,
everyone's.
I feel jet lag. Even though we were in a car. I don't know the right, correct terminology for that. And I've been here for a week.
Anybody having trouble? Not because it's not your bed, but maybe because it's New York City. I've heard people, like, because it's too much noise, have trouble sleeping.
Kind of like a sound soother for me, actually. Like, I actually, when I moved back to California, I had a sound soother. And I had to switch it to, like, the city mode. Yeah, where there's like subways going by.
Chris likes
stuff.
The sounds.
I like the sounds.
Yeah.
Oh,
even
wow.
The construction, it's weird. It's kind of sick.
Well, you know, I was just on a train. I took 2 12-hour train rides, and there's something beautiful about hearing the train whistle, like when you're on the train. It's like very constant, and it's like off in the distance, and there's a pleasing volume to it. Like, I know when you hear the train whistle sometimes when you're not in the train, it's loud and annoying. But being on the train and hearing the train whistle is quite nice.
There's something also to be said about the way that the train has a rhythm. Like, the sound of the train going is an actual, like, rhythm.
Yeah.
And, like,
right, Shizzle?
I looked at Shizzle at the same moment.
Oh, yeah?
As soon as you were talking about that, about rhythm, and I looked right at Shizzle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that moment when you're on the train and then another train is going next to you at the same time. And then you connect with someone.
Oh, sure.
Through the window, you know, for a split moment, you're both passing.
Yeah.
But it looks like you're next to each other still.
I also liked being in my chair and then getting up and going to the dining car and getting food and then sitting in the dining car to sit in a different kind of chair. And the windows were different too. That was good. Okay. I don't know. Last questions? I think maybe the show's almost done. We're going to go to hang out at All Night Skate. Remember that? We're going to go to the same place. Yeah. All right. If anyone wants to come by. Any final questions or comments?
Anyone have a final question? Yes.
We didn't get to put something out there. Who wants to put something out there? Yes.
Do you get that cane in California or is that from New York?
This cane is an ancient relic passed down from generation to generation. No, that's bullshit. I got it at a thrift shop in California.
California can.
Would you guys all believe that for a sec? You guys were like, oh, shit.
Is anybody wearing anything that they did get in New York? Did anybody get anything from New York?
This? No.
Okay. Any souvenirs from New York?
What?
Did anyone get anything from New York? Souvenirs? Anything?
No. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Experience.
What's one thing you've eaten here that you couldn't eat in California?
Yeah.
Oh, good pizza. Yeah, Joe's.
Good pizza.
Yeah. I used to live here, and then when I moved back, I would literally crave pizza, like good pizza. I'd be like, fuck, I want pizza, and then it would be very disappointing comparably.
Question?
Fact checker over there.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question. I want an answer from everyone, and I want a genuine answer. I don't want a pun. I don't want a joke.
Okay.
Okay.
What's a good quality in a leader?
Wow. Jeez.
Okay. Good quality in a leader.
I don't want to go first.
I don't know, but 12 of them make a gallon.
Communication.
Oh, shit. That's exactly what she asked me not to do. This is how relationships work. Communication?
The ability to delegate.
Whoa. I feel like a good leader should be willing to do worse than the worst thing they would ever put their worker through. You know what I mean? So if a leader is like, if everyone has to get there at 6 a.m., like a good leader would get there at 5:30. You know what I mean? And be the last to leave as well. They should always do more work than everyone who works below them. Yeah.
Good leader. Think like someone who's willing to listen.
Yeah. Good leader.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. No. No, I'm just kidding. I think a good leader. I was gonna kind of go on with what Nathaniel was saying. Actually, I was gonna say kind of the same thing. Is like someone who like is also like knows the experience that you're leading them through, and like is a part of it as well. You know what I mean? Like, as a leader myself... No, I'm just kidding.
That's why I asked.
Yeah. Oh. Fuck. Made me all nervous. No, but honestly, I think a leader is someone who... When I like to lead things in any situation, I like to make it feel like we're all in a situation together. It is not... I am in charge of delegating. It is we are together going to get through this, and how are we going to do this? I know the way. This is the way.
I'm going to say the commonality between two of my favorite leaders, Puff Daddy and Damon Dash, is that they could dance.
What?
They could dance.
Oh, shit.
I think a good dancer makes a good leader.
I'm a good dancer. Nathaniel's a good dancer, too.
So I've been told.
Sounds like like Ralph wants to end this with a dance off.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Ooh. Get it.
What's that? What's the move that Diddy does?